Yeah, I found the section that Engelmann was talking about, and this is actually a really bizarre paragraph. It's something no journalist would actually say. It goes like this. One evening, I drove to what I thought might be Engelmann's mother's house. It was dusk, and the only light was on in the living room. From a distance, I thought I saw a thin woman standing by a window, but by the time I parked my car, the light had gone off. I rang the doorbell, then knocked and waited a few minutes. There was no answer. I quickly scratched out a note, and this is what's fucking weird. I need somebody who loves Andy to speak on his behalf, is what he wrote on the note. And then he sticks this on the door. A few days later, I left Katie a voicemail at work. She never responded. I mean, that's just...
So he's basically telling you that he's a weird stalker.
So, yes.
Like, he stalked my mother.
What the fuck?
He was repeatedly calling her work.
Maybe the fact that she like turned out the lights and didn't answer the doors because somebody was fucking stalking her.
No, he's investigating, Goy. He's doing his work. He's very dedicated to the task at hand. He's working really hard.
Dude, is there like legal charges that can be brought against this guy?
I don't know.
Like he like confessed to like stalking and intimidating people.
Well, I printed the note, and he said then he doesn't print his own note in his Atlantic article. I printed it. Because my mother, you know, she was like, what is this? What these people are harassing me. You know, my mother doesn't know about any of this stuff. I mean, my mother is a very – I don't want to talk about my mother, and it's sick that I get
– No, I know that feel.
Okay, it is what it is. My mother is not political. You know, she doesn't know about any of this stuff, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So that's the situation there. But, you know, so I printed this note, and he says in the article he accused me of trying to silence him, of claiming that. And I said, "Look, here's your note, buddy. Here's your note. It says I want him to stop what he's doing. I'm trying to get him to stop what he's doing." And then he says in the note, "He's still a human being." Like that he assumes that my mother is just like disgusted by me of what a monster I am. You know, I mean, the way this thought process, but I mean, he's like a dumb guy. I mean, this prose, just that. I mean, the light of dusk, I was staring through her window. I mean, okay, besides the content of that, these are very weird sentences. But he starts out with saying he's asking questions. He goes to Gersh, and then he says all this shit about high school where he talked to some girlfriend. Okay, and then he changes shit. He says that I had this girlfriend and she got raped, which, okay, yeah, girls never lie about that, and that I called her a slut and told her I didn't want to talk to her anymore. And then he says that I had a gang of girls, okay? So, you know, I'm rolling with a gang of girls and had them call her up and harass her in the middle of the night, which I don't remember if that's true. You know, I was 13 years old. I'm 33 years old now, so I don't really remember this. It might be true. It seems like something I probably would have done, but
it's fine though.
But then he says, "Engelmann didn't date in high school." So after that, he immediately goes to.
So you had like a harem, but in high school,
and he tried to kiss boys, and he especially liked to try and kiss.
So did he just make that up?
Well, yeah, he's trying
totally fucking made up, dude.
Did you have any idea where the virgin or the Chad meme?
Yeah, it's double. He doubles it up. No, but I swear on Jesus Christ that I never try to kiss any. I mean, come.
Yeah, he tries to frame it. This is what he's trying to frame up. I put it together through reading this. He's trying to frame that the only reason you are the world's top neo-Nazi is because you wanted attention. You wanted to be somebody. So he puts in there. He doesn't know. Like maybe he wasn't trying to kiss guys at school just to. Just because he was experimenting with sexuality, he was just trying to be noticed and trying to be a ham and trying to be, you know, get attention. So he's trying to like do a little more armchair psychoanalysis that's what all of this is about. Like none of us could come to any of these conclusions about what's going on in the world in any other way other than for stupid things like having some kind of psychosis or for a desire to be in a spotlight of some kind.